AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer thinks President Trump should be removed from office using the 25th Amendment. Schumer says if the vice president and the cabinet refuse to stand up, Congress should reconvene to impeach the president. It follows yesterday's deadly violence at the Capitol. Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger says the president is unfit and unwell.
It is for this reason that I call for the vice president and members of the cabinet to ensure the next few weeks are safe for the American people, and that we have a sane captain of the ship.
University of Virginia Presidential Studies Professor Barbara Perry says there really isn't enough time for the 25th Amendment.
To try to invoke the 25th Amendment now, which has never been invoked in this way, that is to indicate that the president is mentally unfit to do the job, I think it's very unlikely.
Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao says she's resigning, saying she can't set aside what happened yesterday at the Capitol. D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti identified the woman shot and killed yesterday at the Capitol.
The decedent in that shooting has been identified as 35-year-old Ashley Pemeton. Ashley, also known as Ashley Babbitt of Huntington, Maryland. This remains an active MPD investigation.
Facebook is extending President Trump's ban on use of his Facebook account through the inauguration, saying the risk of his post is too great. Twitter and Instagram also temporarily locked the president's accounts after he repeatedly posted false accusations about the integrity of the election. The president for the first time acknowledged his defeat in the November 3rd election and announced there would be an orderly transition on Inauguration Day, January 20th. The U.S. registered more coronavirus deaths in a single day than ever before, nearly 3,900 on the very day of the mob attack on the Capitol. More than 360 people in all have died in the U.S. This is AP News. Iraq's judiciary says an arrest warrant has been issued against President Trump for the killings of an Iranian general and a powerful Iraqi military militia leader last year.
The warrant was issued by a judge in Baghdad's investigative court, tasked with probing the Washington-directed drone strike that killed General Qasem Soleimani and Abu Mahdi al-Mohandes. They were killed outside the capital's airport last January. Al-Mohandes was a deputy leader of the state-sanctioned Popular Mobilization Forces, an umbrella group composed of an array of militias, including Iran-backed groups formed to fight the Islamic State group. Soleimani headed the Expeditionary Quds force of Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Indonesia's Mount Merapi volcano spewed avalanches of hot clouds as hundreds more residents were evacuated from the slopes. Light eruptions continued through the day, one sending a column of hot clouds raising 200 yards into the air. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.